One of the recipes that I love this season is the one pot black bean soup from HelloFresh. It's so easy to prepare. It's so hearty. It makes me feel all the warmth that I want. And that's just one of the more than 35 recipes available from HelloFresh every week. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code TBTB65.
TBTB65.
At HelloFresh.com/TBTB65.
TBTB65.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Melissa.
Kevin Allen Fredericks.
I'm Angel.
Marcus.
I thought you were going to start because it was a mukbang, but I'm with it.
That's what I was
saying. Oh, it is. So you guys, yes, this is another installment of The Bold and the Beautiful. And we want to thank our sponsors before jumping into today's episode. You already heard from one, HelloFresh. We also have you all's favorite,
Noom.
We have ShipStation, Raycon, and Gerber Life. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But today is going to be a fun special episode because we are done with Married at First Sight and we are getting into the holiday season. So I know a lot of you all love when we get to know each other as friends. So let's talk today. We talked a little bit about it on our podcast, some of our favorite gifts that we've gotten during the holiday season. And I want to know some of the wackest gifts you all have gotten each other.
Whack, weird, or
strange. Was, and no. Someone was the most meaningful.
Yeah, most meaningful.
Look at Melissa's face. She's like,
wackest.
I'm actually a really good gift giver, so you should have a list of nothing.
I'm trying to think. Melissa, and I'm not even saying this to be like husband of the year.
I did buy you a jean jacket at 1 year that you didn't like. You told me you did, but I know you didn't.
Monty Hush. Let me tell you one of my favorite gifts that she ever got me first. Set the stage. For one, was it Christmas or my birthday?
I think it was your birthday.
Okay, but I'm going to say it's for Christmas for the sake of argument. Because they just said gift. They didn't say Christmas gift.
Just gift.
Okay. Alyssa bought me a Jordan sweatsuit. It's probably my first year of college, I believe. Right?
I feel like I got it before. First, I feel like you were in high school.
No. I definitely didn't wear it in high school.
You were in college?
I wore it in college. I remember. She got me this Nike Jordan sweatsuit. It had to be over $100.
I'm sure it was. It was a lot of money to me at the time.
When I tell y'all, this fit, I wore the... Michael Jordan was exhausted by the time I got rid of that. I don't think for sure for about 3 years, this is no exaggeration, 1 month didn't go by that I didn't wear that. For about the first year, I ran that thing back at least once a week. I would switch up the day. I'd wear it on Monday for those classes, the next week, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I come back Wednesday the following week because, you know, some people only come on in Thursday. And then the next week, I'd wear it on the weekends back home when I didn't wear it in college. If we were going out to a musical, to Applebee's, because
we didn't go to no musicals in high school, college.
Midnight musical, list, not. We was going to a musical or.
What's the musical?
Or down to Applebee's or Golden Corral. I was putting that Nike thing on. I'm talking about. I feel like I had it when we got married, too.
Did you? You kept it for a long time.
I kept that gift for that.
Kev was a character out of The Simpsons. Like, he just had one outfit. That's how people know.
Yeah, Marcus. And I used to get so many compliments on it. By the end, the basketball fell out of Michael Jordan's hand. He didn't even have control of the ball no more. His shoes was off. He was wearing socks. I wore that thing out.
That Melissa.
It might be my favorite gift of all time.
Yeah, that was a good
one. That was just, because nobody else ever had it. I never saw nobody else ever wearing it.
I think I got that at like the PX or something.
Melissa's so proud of that gift.
Hold on, Melissa, where'd you get it?
And I feel like the PX.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why are you asking?
No, I was just asking. I was like, because I thought, you know, they always like to go into them stores, how they was broke. I'd be like, now the Marshall's Jordan fit Nah. The Jumpman will look a little different.
The PS was legit though.
And Marshall's Jordan was getting a rebound. You're supposed to be dunking. Why are you grabbing a ball? That's Mikael Jordan.
He was in the middle of a crossover. Wasn't completing it yet.
US Polo Assassination Team.
Yes, I didn't know that wasn't real.
Oh, man.
A long time.
Melissa's like, what you think about this? I was like,
a long time.
U.S. Polo Assassination Team?
I don't understand why everybody says assassination. Yeah. I think that's so interesting that everyone calls it Assassination Association.
Now, we could wear polo, and when we were young, even Chaps Ralph Lauren was considered cool for a time.
It was.
But U.S. Polo Assassination Team was never cool. South Pole in my life was never cool either. There was a lot of brands that were cool. South Pole.
South Pole? I remember people rocking that South Pole.
You remember South Pole? Mm-hmm. Yeah, South Pole was never cool amongst my friends, but like Mecca, Averex, RP55, Willy Esco, all those were cool. FUBU.
I go back to Bugle Boy.
Bugle Boy jeans?
Hey.
Polo.
Yeah.
This is when Champion was cheap.
I know.
They thought we were crazy.
It's weird to me that Champion is so cool now and like in Foot Locker.
No, somebody's the right athlete or a star wore Champion to something.
Champion was in Payless.
They was.
Champion was in Payless.
Because I bought my kids some before they went out of
blame business. It on a celebrity. They was running to the grocery store one day. Paparazzi called them. Was like, hold on, was that Champion?
Yes.
I don't know how they had a rebrand and they're a cool brand.
Everybody can. Coach has had a rebrand. Coach ain't been sold in a high-end store in ever. And they are there now because Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
And then it was Coach and Dooney and Burke.
And Dooney and Burke back in the day, the one with all the colors on it.
Mm-hmm. Church girls wore Coach and Dooney and Burke. Out.
We came to LA on a teen summer trip, and we went downtown and bought all of the knockoff Dooney and Burke purses we could get our hands on. And you couldn't tell me we weren't rocking the real thing.
Boss did.
Funny thing is, we didn't even.
They started getting cheap, and then they spiked
back. How much was a Coach purse at that time?
A couple $100. They're still not very expensive.
Yeah,
I gotta say, one year I got Angel Dooney and Burke purse, and then I got her the jacket that looked like it was Dooney and Burke. It like matched the purse perfectly.
It was
her friends were like, "Hold on, how he get a hold of that?" I'm like, "Don't tell him half of that jacket ain't Dooney and Burke."
I think that jacket came from JCPenney.
Possibly.
That's the best. Mm-hmm. That's a high low moment.
That was Dusty and Buck.
What's the best gift Kevin has ever gotten you, Melissa?
I'm trying to think of the best gift Kevin has ever bought me. What is the best gift?
Dick. Hot dick.
First of all, ain't nothing better than fever coochie.
That
fever coochie?
Oh, yeah. When she's sick and got a fever, that thing be hot. You understand me? Hot. I'm like, you want this? She like, yeah, boy, that thing be hot.
The back of the throat.
Hey.
That's
sweltering in there. I'm like, yes.
That's what you meant, but that's not what I thought you meant.
Listen, he be trying to get the kids to get me sick. Go coughing in mama's face. Yeah,
go on there and cough in
there. Give her that RSV so I can give her this D-I-C-K.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me think. What are some of the gifts you got me, kid?
I ain't going to hold you. I probably never got you something as much as you use, as I use the... Shoot, you bought me a car. That was even more important.
Turn the camera so Melissa's more on screen.
Oh, sorry. Let me think. Hold on. I'm trying to go back in time. Does it have to be a Christmas gift?
Nah.
Okay. If it's not a Christmas gift, then I'm going to go with...
Don't be funny.
What?
Don't be funny, A. Brown. She's talking about them.
Oh,
don't even bring that
funny,
up. Don't
that's,
even bring
that's
that
funny,
up.
Not
and
funny
they were
story.
Not white.
They weren't white.
They were all.
Oh, those are expensive shoes from the book.
Yeah, the encrusted shoes.
Who was that? Louboutin?
No, it was Louboutin.
Yeah.
Every time I say that, I think of LV.
No, that's Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to save my ring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going to save my ring.
I did upgrade that ring.
Yeah, I'm going to save my ring.
When did it get upgraded?
It got upgraded probably 2018.
Soon as that Real Comedians Tour money started coming in good and hard, like cold hard cash, that was the first purchase I made.
Yeah, it was one of the first big ones.
I put it on, I'm not layaway, but.
No, I did a no interest.
What are you?
Financed.
I financed it.
Ain't no way. That's
Melissa's but first ring. You still have it?
No, I lost it.
Her first ring, boy, that gold gave up. Boy, that gold had that thing was running. That silver was coming in strong. And they told me it was gold plated, but I thought it was gonna last. Every time she washed her hands, it was a little less gold.
I love that ring. I legitimately love that ring.
Oh, you did. Listen, that $100 at that time was.
That was the very first one, though. The ring that I lost wasn't that first one. I still have that ring.
Yeah. Oh, you lost.
How many rings have y'all gone through?
This is my third. So I got my very first ring was
that you saw
was like $100.
Literally that $100. I still have. Yeah.
Then the second ring was the ring I lost, and then this ring.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times the percentage don't change. That $100 would be feeling more expensive than the latest one you got.
100% true.
100%. At that time we was six PX. I think I was making $5 or $6 an hour.
PX is everything. It's like a.
It's called post.
It's the post exchange.
It's. I'm trying to.
I know.
It's nothing. It's basically like Target.
It's like a Target, but with name brand stuff.
Yes, no, about the size of Target.
Like, but Macy's style name brand stuff.
I was gonna say because Target, so it was upcharged.
Yeah.
It was like when I say Target, I'm talking about like the amount of things it has without the groceries.
Oh, okay.
But the quality was like
they like Macy's
Jordans in there.
That would be Macy's style. Okay.
Yeah. Because in some bases, like when Melissa lived on in Germany, some bases you don't go off the economy, you don't go off into the world.
Yeah. But and no sales tax. That's right. There was
and it's no tax.
So you can't beat that right there.
But you should also never tax your body, even when you're working out. You got to take it easy. And I know the holiday season is upon us. So let me tell you about Noom. I be wanting to lose weight. Listen, it's been years since I've been at a weight that I could be proud of. But I'm still working on it now. I actually worked. I did my 5-mile walk today and yesterday.
You did.
I sure did. And I have a healthy dinners and lunch. I'm drinking water right now. I had a protein smoothie. Melissa made a healthy breakfast. But last week, I didn't do anything healthy. I was at a hotel by myself, unsupervised, and I ordered a pizza, a milkshake, and enchiladas. And those things don't even go together. I don't know why I ordered enchiladas and pizza and a milkshake and a Sprite. So it's safe to say I was off track there. But the thing about Noom that I love is they say it's okay if you go off track, Kev. It was Thanksgiving week. We wasn't expecting you to do right the whole week, but don't give up. So I don't have a certain goal in mind. I don't want to be 215 pounds by a certain date. I don't do things like that. I just want to look good and feel better in my clothes. When I take my shirt off, I want to look all the way down and see my toes. And I can see my toes, but it's just the edge of them because right now my stomach's in the way. So I love to use Noom to stay on track with my weight loss goals. Noom's different. They use a psychology-based approach. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. To date, Noom Weight has helped more than 4.6 million people lose weight. Everybody's journey is different. Me, Marcus, Angel, Liz, Fred, Little Bobby, Regine. And Noom has something that works for anyone. This holiday season is tough. A lot of times people tend to give up and just say, it's Kermit time. I'm going to take off the rest of the year. I'll start back on Martin Luther King Day or maybe the 4th of July or Labor Day of next year. You don't have to do that, guys. You can get off track for just a day or two and get right back on track. Stay focused on what's important with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's com/TBTV.
TBTV.
And check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. Available for pre-order wherever books are sold.
So let me tell y'all one of the gifts that Marcus gave me that definitely didn't need to be given. So Marcus, in his mind, has always envisioned being with this like super successful businesswoman, boss, president of or high up at a company.
At least dress like it.
So that was his whole thing. This man bought me. Hold like, up.
First
three
of all,
suits.
No, let's get to why. Because that's the look that I like. Angel, especially when we first started dating, Angel was real earthy, crunchy, like hippie type yes. dressing type chick. Like,
I dressed like a hit, like flowy skirts, yes. you know, browns, neutrals.
Yeah,
you know?
Just like, huh?
And so he
over picked, blending in with the landscape. Nobody want that.
So he literally was like, I'm just going to try to dress you how I want
to
dress you.
But you would dress, you went to church and stuff.
That's the only place I could wear those yeah, was in church. Was cool. I was in grad school where we wore yoga pants and pink tops and flip flops every day.
He wanted you to dress like Murphy Brown.
Yeah.
Like they pants suit or skirt suits?
Pants suits.
Maxine Waters.
You understand?
Where did you go buy those from, Marcus?
Huh?
Where'd you buy them from?
Oh, it would be where, I don't know.
Marcus just, this is how Marcus shops for me. Unless I've given him obviously something specific, he goes to the mall and just waits for something to speak to him.
I walk past the stores, whatever's hanging up on the back wall. Give me that in a black and another one in a white. And give me that green one over there. I want that in pink though.
I swear to God, he had me done as a 24-year-old dressing 40 at the time.
Successful 40. You're missing the point.
Trying to look like a church mother.
What'd you say?
I said I was doing that voluntarily, trying to look like a church mother.
Well, I smelled like one, so we would have been a perfect pair. But yeah, Marcus did that. That was the only time he bought me suits. Marcus was, I should have known. Marcus will buy me clothes in a second. He does not care if he thinks I will like it. That has always been Marcus. He's not shopping for what I would like if I haven't given him.
No, absolutely.
He will shop.
Did you ever wear them, Angel?
Oh, absolutely. I have worn.
No, her booty was looking juicy and in pantsuits too.
But listen, but he mad because we took pictures in these suits. He had a suit on, looking like
the
his
Sears.
Picture. Yes, we took. Oh, he hates when I show the Sears
picture. Is
yeah, we went to Sears.
Oh, I had on my suit from Sears.
No, I had on a pearl necklace with my suit. And he had on his suit.
I look older than I do now with no beard.
No beard, you look older. No beard.
I had my nice press
because I had my DC fade going.
And we're like, you know how they pose you. Hold on, we like this.
This is this.
Like,
hold your tilt your hand.
This is us.
I want to see these pictures.
And I gotta, yeah, Marcus hates when I pull the picture out. That I picture. Will find it. Because he's like, it's horrible. We
And that's when, for some reason, and this color was in our wedding, we was in love with burnt orange.
We bored with everything.
That was back Infinity. They had their SUV, the FX45. That was our dream car. We get it in burnt orange. We're going to get this old. The tie got burnt orange in it. You know, we getting married. Burnt orange.
How did y'all come across? If y'all didn't go to the University of Texas, I don't know how y'all came across liking burnt
and
orange.
Y'all wedding anniversary is in the summer. That's a fall color.
Yeah, no, we made it a summer one.
Not paired with white.
Anything paired with white for summer. Anything. We surely did. So Marcus, I didn't realize until this moment as we're talking about it that, yeah, he would buy me things that he liked to see me in. not things, as a gift to me. Not
y'all
just,
right, my bad. Maxine Shaw, not Maxine Waters. Maxine Shaw, attorney at law. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I just fixed it for you in my mind. I know you was talking about Maxine Shaw.
I did too. Yeah. He got me these skirts that I actually did love that has sequins on it. He bought me, and that's he's real quick at buying the same thing just in another color.
Oh yeah.
That's if he likes it.
Was on that Olin Mills.
Oh man.
They expensive though.
Oh, I was gonna say all our family pictures from me being a kid. I thought that our picture supposed to have it on the bottom. Olin Mills.
Olin Mills meant y'all had y'all saved up to go down and visit with Olin.
Olin is expensive. We could never afford that as a family.
Nah, we ain't never did that.
You just said you did.
No, I'm talking about us.
Oh no, we only did JCPenney and Sears, and I knew the trick. You don't accept any of. They'll be like, if you want to order prints, you go order now. They have the package price. You just say no. You only want the free 8x10 that comes with the thing. And when you go to pick up the 8x10, they offer you the CD for $25. I knew that game because I was
take the CD, print your own.
That's exactly at Walmart.
We really had to go to the mall to take pictures.
My parents have glamour shots. We used to go to Picture People though.
That's what I was trying to think of the name of that company.
Yeah, we used to go to Picture People.
Zay Zay and them first picture was Picture People.
Ours. Oh yeah.
Oh my, Young Louie. I think Young Louie might have been only a Washington thing.
I only did that for senior pictures.
What's the worst gift I've gotten you?
The worst?
Listen, he's like, there's so many.
I don't know if there's a worst. There's a consistent flow of...
Oh, consistent flow. Jesus.
Let me finish. There's a consistent flow of sometimes you get clothing. I will go to this one particular... hold it in, Kevin. You caught it. is a sweater. Angel got me this sweater, and it was like a mock neck sweater, but the inside of the turtleneck was like wool. Not like comfortable, expensive suit wool, but like sheep's wool.
Like fresh off of the sheep.
And I'm like, how am I supposed to wear this and not break out from itchy?
You know that red. Hot, Marcus.
Or itchy. Was it itchy?
Extremely. It was itchy to touch. I couldn't imagine having it on my... I never wore it. I couldn't having it on my neck. But it was like, I don't know if it was a full zip or like a quarter zip. But like, I remember trying it on, and the color alone, I was just like, what am I supposed to wear this with?
Marcus don't like none of the gifts I give him. Let's just be clear.
That's a lie.
Majority.
No, that's a lie. You be giving me some bomb gifts. But there's a few. Usually the bad ones are very memorable. That's the thing. Andrew got me his leather. It was one more. She got me his leather jacket.
Yeah.
That I absolutely loved. I just never had a chance to wear it.
You will lie and see video lie. He'll be like, I love it.
The sleeve was like, this was like a more recent. The sleeve was like, it go like this and not touch the sleeve. Like it was just baggy arms. It was short but wide.
He's shaped so weird.
I'm shaped weird.
Let me tell you why. It's because he's so broad up here, but yet he is so thin. So once you get to a 2X for your length, they expected this man to be heavy set. So when he's not, then he's over here swimming around in the jacket.
But why wasn't it long enough? It was still short.
Because they don't.
It went barely past my navel. Past
6'3". So you are an anomaly.
My waistline is here. The jacket stopped here.
It was a bolero jacket.
What is that?
Little bolero jackets. They're the little short jackets.
Oh, the one that's like waiters be wearing that high end stuff.
Yeah. Hilarious. See, high end.
Okay.
I did once get him with a Krispy Kreme donut gift card. No, or did I get you the actual donuts?
Both. Hold up. This wasn't even ours. This was another couple. She got him. She got him a pack of watch batteries for Christmas.
Oh, that does sound like.
And he's enjoying it because he's got watches. None of them work because the batteries is dead. So she got him a pack of watch batteries.
That was a thoughtful gift.
Yeah, that's actually a good gift then.
Okay, so what's the most
somebody that got his he got his wife Bath and Body Works for Christmas, and then he got his mom a watch set back in the day where the interchangeable faces were really popular, so she could match it with his outfits. And then he got her his wife a Bath and Body Works set, and when I tell you, there was hell to pay,
man.
She was not happy.
Because the Bath and Body Works stuff, that stuff be right at the front. It don't take no time to go and grab that little gift set. What was that smell everybody was wearing?
Sweet pea. Wait, was that Victoria's Secret?
Cucumber melon, was that one?
It wasn't the cucumber
melon. Rose something?
It don't matter. Anyway, the point was that he didn't put a lot of thought into it. And child, that was the beginning of the end.
Do you get your parents gifts?
I do.
You don't get them. Oh, I did you? Did you not before?
No, we didn't have no money to. It was Merry Christmas. I love you. As your
man.
Gift.
There were so many years we didn't have no money. We were talking about that the other day. I remember it probably had to be about 7 years in a row, 6 years in a row.
Of what?
No money.
Oh, yeah.
Isaiah's first 5 years of life, we couldn't afford to go.
There's all mutual understanding.
Yeah, we couldn't.
Do y'all's kids get y'all's gift? Get y'all gift now?
No. I'm doing one this year though.
You're having them get you all gifts this year.
We're all doing the gift exchange, and there's no limit.
That was what it was. It was Japanese. Oh. What was the smell I was trying to think of?
Oh, that was really.
That was the
smell. Melissa, how crazy are you gonna go?
I told Josiah yesterday in the car, I said, get your debit card in order. Get your debit card. Absolutely. Whoever gets me, get your debit card in
order. Prepare to be hurt.
I plan on fully taking advantage of the no limit rule.
There's no
limit. Are you all giving them a list?
Yes.
Oh, I got to hear what's on this list.
Yes.
But first, I need to let you all know what should be on your list. And that is a membership to ShipStation. Okay, because the holiday season is where a lot of people start putting things off to the last minute when it comes to shopping. I can tell you right now what's about to happen with me and Marcus. He is going to be on Christmas Eve. He's going to be at the mall trying to shop for me or be online the week of Christmas. And you know what happens? While it is the most wonderful time of the year, it's the most hectic time of the year because of people like him shopping at the last minute. So if you have an online store, you know the feeling of getting hit with a ton of orders at once. When you are buried in orders and emails from stressed customers, you'll wish you had ShipStation. ShipStation turns holiday ship storms into smooth sailing so that you can keep customers happy and still find time to enjoy some eggnog, which we did buy this weekend. So we in the holiday season. Okay, so ShipStation makes the stress of the holidays so much less stressful. So with ShipStation, if you're on the fence about it, you really need to understand at how much it will streamline your fulfillment process. And that's usually what's the hardest thing. Once you have the inventory and once you have the customers, it is all about trying to make sure you stay organized so that you can be effective and accurate in fulfilling people's orders. So if you're still using the default shipping option to run your store, chances are you're putting up with a lot of unnecessary hassle and limiting your potential growth. ShipStation works with all of your favorite places to sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and more. Manage every order from one simple dashboard, automate routine shipping tasks, and print shipping labels, and easily compare rates and delivery times to optimize every shipment. And with the enterprise solutions that make the warehouse optimization easy, ShipStation scales when you do. No one wants to think too hard during the holiday season. Luckily, ShipStation is a no-brainer. You'll save time, money, and stress during the holiday rush. And when you sign up using our promo code, you'll get 2 months to try for free. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of the companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. there are a lot of great companies that you can look at that use ShipStation. One is the Sock Club, Conscious Box, and Saddleback Leather. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of stress-free holiday shipping. Use promo code TBTB.
TBTB.
go to ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code TBTB.
TBTB.
All right. And when it comes to finding a great gift, there's a company that will always be a hit. Okay. So we got 12 children screaming 11 minutes to find parking, 10 Karens caring. Okay. Let's be real. Do you really want to go Black Friday shopping out in the stores right now? That's no. What I thought. Okay. Skip the stress and shop online, and you can snag some of the best deals of the holiday season on premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speaker offer premium sound, useful features, an almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. And as the person gifting them, you gotta love that they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon makes this stressful holiday period easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life. Listen, this has been a crazy holiday season for us. So we are in the mood to give, to lift the spirits of the people in our family. So we've got nephews, nieces, siblings. We've got our parents. Listen, there are so many, and you know, some of them are gamers. Some of them are into fitness. There's so many things. Now you can go do all that shopping for everybody, or you can knock the list out all at once and get 30% off by shopping at Raycon's holiday bundles. Everyone needs a pair of Raycons in their ears, and whether it's for listening to music or taking work calls or blasting your favorite playlist. I know for me, while I'm on set, we sometimes have a lot of downtime, or when I'm getting my makeup done in the makeup trailer, I like to be able to just zone out, put in my little Raycons and just get in the mood to work a 15-hour shift, okay? You know what everyone doesn't need? Two little white stems hanging out of their ears, all right? Excuse me. Luckily, Raycons are sleek and stylish and come in a range of colorways to match everyone's style. You can find Raycon in stores now, like Kohl's or Walmart, but let me tell you right now, you're always going to get the best deal when you use our special link, buyraycon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
The Raycon website offers buy now, pay later options as well. And one of the bundles that you might like that I know is great for here in our household, they have the All-Star bundle, which is the everyday earbuds and the fitness earbuds. So it's perfect for when you're in the gym or when you're not in the gym. They also have a gamer one. If you have any gamers in your household, they have the gaming earbuds plus the gaming headphones. So that's also a really great gift bundle that you can get for your family. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
To get 20% off site-wide. That's 20% off any Raycon product, which almost never happens. Or save even bigger and get 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's buyraycon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB.
For 20% off your Raycon purchase. Buyraycon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB.
Y'all gonna be here for the holidays?
Yes.
Let me tell y'all what. This apple cider, the angel be fixing.
Oh, is it Bob?
And then I've been throwing a splash or two of bourbon in it.
Ooh, I'll take a splash or two. Yes, I will.
Ooh, I've been doing
what I tell you. Hold on. Let me finish.
Go here, babe. Sorry.
It is freaking delicious.
Really?
That buzz be coming swiftly. So, look, we got these white people showing up that's going to sing. I'm going to be right there with my cider, sipping. With my silk pajamas on. That's what I
hope. Silk pajamas. We did. So we have, what I was going to say, first of all, with the apple cider, I also have this E&J apple that I put with it. That's pretty smooth, too. So
does it start off as a pack?
Huh?
Does it start off as a pack of apple cider, or are you making it from scratch?
I have two different recipes, but it's like already apple cider, but then I add like stuff to it. Like
put it on the pot, throw some cinnamon sticks in there, and nutmeg. Sticks.
Oh,
spruce it up.
Yeah. So this it feels a little more.
Oh, sorry. Shoot.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, Lisa made some hot chocolate the other day, and she used like a, what was it called?
A Trader Joe's stick.
Man, it's like a little chocolate bar that you put in with the hot chocolate. This thing tastes like liquid, smooth milk chocolate. It is so rich.
It was rich.
She put the marshmallows in there. First of all, this was Sunday. Sunday. Me and Marcus made plans to go to the car show, but sleep made plans for me. So I was woke up like, okay, me and Marcus going to the car show today. I woke up about the third time I woke up from a nap. I looked and Marcus had called me about an hour ago. And he said, Kev, I ain't even going to make you go. I knew you said you would go, but I know you wasn't going to be. Sleep was like, hey, man, I didn't take a shower till 10 o'clock.
P.M.
Mm. I didn't do nothing. Sleep in my bed, sleep in the couch down here. I know I was at home all day because I was watching the History Channel, The Foods That Built America. And if I get, boy, when I have time to watch that, I am relaxing. I was watching the episode on Stouffer's and
Lean Cuisine.
And Lean Cuisine, how the frozen food industry came to be. It was amazing. I said, oh, what? That's how that happened. I was watching Subway versus Blimpy War. Subway used to be called Pizza Submarines. And they had to change the name because people were like, where's the Pizza Marines? And they're like, no, it's Pizza Submarines. So they like, terrible. We got to change the name.
Pizza Marines.
I love that program, boy. It'd be crazy how program. Stuff came to be.
Yeah, he said program.
Swanson. Now,
that was back when you said you was going to go Sunday when y'all got back, I was like, no, he's not.
I had every intention on going.
Listen, but Marcus ain't telling the full truth. He didn't feel that good on Sunday. This is before we knew we were.
Tell him it.
You're not telling them the whole story.
You ain't give me a chance.
He wasn't feeling great. And this is how we found out that we were allergic to this Christmas tree. Because I had said to him when I came home from work, I said, all of a sudden my nose stopped up. And I was like, I think I might be allergic to the tree. And he was like, if somebody else would have said that, you've been like, it's COVID. I was like, Marcus, whatever. I said, I just tested and I test every day. And so when he wasn't feeling good on Sunday, I said, Marcus, it's probably that tree. He was like, I doubt it. He went to take my car to get washed. He called me. He was like, I can breathe. He was like, it's that goddamn Christmas tree.
I was 45 seconds down the street. Everything opened up. I can breathe again.
But I'm thinking for the Christmas
tree. Have y'all not had real Christmas trees before?
Not this big.
This is the biggest
one. No, it's not. The one we had in the old house was actually bigger than that one.
You're right. It was, but this is the first time we've noticed.
We 2 years old, 3 years older now, so
the mountains
might be happening.
They develop over time
into our 40s. So
yeah, the allergies do be developing. Yeah. So it could. I didn't know people could be addicted to trees.
Allergic.
Okay, so what's on this Christmas list?
Oh, I haven't created it yet.
What you think? Like, what's the what? Oh.
What I know for sure is that I'm gonna put a pair of designer shoes on there. Everything's gonna be designer. I want these kids to understand the lifestyle that I live. So I'm gonna put a pair of shoes.
They understand theirs.
Yeah, listen. I'm thinking about like a really expensive piece of jewelry. I just have to decide what. Whoever pulls my name.
The kids don't have no money.
Yes, they do.
You they book jobs.
Absolutely. It's my money anyway. I'm giving them.
It's my money and I want it now.
I think I want a necklace though. I think I want a really cute little necklace situation. That's Kevin, what I really want.
Ain't got nothing
Kevin,
on
what you putting on your list?
Kevin is actually the worst person to shop for. It's part of the reason I don't buy him things now.
I can't think of one thing that I want.
When he wants something, he buys. There's no lapse in time. You guys know Kevin. There's no lapse in time from I want to execution. It's I want, I'm on the website, I've already checked out. So
yeah, you got to do better, man.
He's literally the worst person to shop for. Like, I honestly, I think about it. I'm debating, should I not? Should I wait for a sale? Is this really stupid? Being influenced? Maybe I am, maybe
Am I being influenced?
Yeah, that's a whole situation.
I'm an advertiser's dream. Food much more than gifts. I remember a couple times in my life, I have succumbed to advertising.
You succumbed to advertisements.
Oh, when Applebee's introduced the cheeseburger quesadilla.
I was so pissed at you.
Oh my gosh. I saw that commercial and I was like, cheeseburger
quesadilla. Commercial wasn't even off yet. Kevin was already in the truck.
I literally got in my car and drove to the 84th Street Applebee's, ordered me a cheeseburger quesadilla, and I had the time of my life. I went by myself. It was just as good as it looked on the television program. I said, this is all right with me.
I don't like stocking stuffers for both of y'all.
You don't. I like cheeseburger pizza. I like cheeseburger.
I like that.
I like the pickles and ketchup and onion. Put it in a different way. Cheeseburger rolls.
Yes, he loves that. Cheeseburger egg rolls, cheeseburger pizza, cheeseburger omelets. I don't like that.
Yeah, it should be just as a cheeseburger. I did see in an infomercial some stocking stuffers for you two.
For me?
And I'm going to see if I can get it here. They're good stocking stuffers for one for Kevin is one thing, and then one for you, Melissa. I was like, I got to get these for my friends.
Yeah, I got headphones. I like electronics gifts, but I like myself, so I buy myself things all the time. And I deserve things all the time. And I reward myself and give them to myself. And I'd be like,
I get that.
Applebee's is disgusting, but this is the thing.
First of all, Brittany Bell, you're wrong.
At one time in our lives, Applebee's was popping.
Applebee's is great.
Applebee's, Denny's, even though I never really Red Robin.
Fridays
was top tier.
Chili's, and what's the other one?
I think that's amazing.
Applebee's.
Yeah. It's literally the same restaurant.
Holy Trinity.
The Holy Ghost. Yes.
It really is. That's the difference between Hardee's and Carl's Jr. This is like...
Fridays.
It took me a long time to figure that out, that was the same restaurant with a different name.
Fridays has a chef.
Hardee's sells chicken, though.
No, Fridays has a chef. Applebee's and Chili's, they have cooks.
No.
Fridays, they use Jack Daniels in making of their sauce.
They lost the rights to say
it was Applebee's.
And it was with that whiskey, that Jack, not whiskey, the Jack Daniels. I know, but they didn't call it, now they call it whiskey. Back when they used to call it Jack Daniels, that glaze on the chicken.
I wish you could put that on coochie and eat it.
Oh, Jesus.
Infection,
man. Unless I'm already drunk, I can't eat none of that stuff.
Bacteria, vaginosis.
Applebee's riblets are not found in any other restaurant. I don't know how what they do to get riblets.
That's not a rib, okay? I don't know what that is.
It's a riblet.
It ain't even a riblet.
Yes, Marcus.
Bone is a disc. That's not a rib. The definition of rib. Is a term. Ain't nothing on this planet. Ribs ain't a long bone. What is that disc?
That was Applebee's riblets is raccoon knuckles.
Listen.
Geese shins.
Why are y'all talking about Applebee's this way?
Applebee's now, today? Well, even on that list, Applebee's was on the bottom of the list.
Absolutely.
The only thing I can eat from Applebee's now is French fries.
Yeah, me too.
I can't get nothing. Down the
street and I'd be like, ugh.
Nah, even they drinks ain't even the thing same. I think they got like whiskey flavored liquid. Mm-mm.
They do. We ate it for Georgia's graduation. It was terrible. You know what restaurant Melissa's dad likes and he thinks is Wolfgang Puck's?
Right. Wait 1 second before you say that. Let's take a break for a moment to talk about life insurance.
Oh, that's what I was about to talk about.
If you're listening to this Gerber Life Guaranteed Life Insurance sponsorship ad, there's a good chance that you're alive. And if you're not, well, this may not be of interest to you. Now, I know what you're thinking. Life insurance, I'm going to live forever. Death is what happens to other people. Well, for the sake of argument, let's assume you're wrong and that someday you won't be listening to podcasts anymore. I know it's not easy to talk about, so I'll do the talking. If you're 50 plus and alive, or 50 to 75 in New York, you can apply for Gerber Life Guaranteed Life Insurance with guaranteed acceptance regardless of your health. And since this life insurance is guaranteed, you don't have to get a medical exam. In fact, you don't even have to fill out a health questionnaire. For a free quote, just visit GerberLifeFamily.com. Then when you stop, I mean, if you stop listening to podcasts, your family can use the insurance money to help you cover your final expenses or anything else. Your kids already inherited your ears, allergies, and questionable singing voice. Don't make them inherit your final expense tab too. See website for terms and restrictions. Okay, what's Melissa's dad's favorite restaurant?
Texas Longhorn.
Texas Longhorn.
Or Texas Roadhouse?
Roadhouse.
Longhorn Steakhouse. I think it's Longhorn Steakhouse. Are those two separate restaurants?
I don't know. We had Texas Roadhouse in Kentucky.
Okay, Texas Roadhouse has the good bread. I think Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah, Longhorn is it.
Yeah, Longhorn.
Marshall, when I tell you that...
Well, don't put my daddy's business
now there. Outback Steakhouse is another one.
When I tell you,
him and his wife,
you talk about, hey, daddy, what you do the weekend? Boy, we went to Longhorn Steakhouse. Mm.
My dad loves.
They did it again, Liz. I mean, I don't know how they do it.
I don't know.
The portions
every week.
Full and get it to go by.
They man be in heaven at the Longhorn Steak.
He loves it.
He don't need whatever steak.
My dad is very, very, very low maintenance. Like it does not take much, and he is in hog heaven every time. That steakhouse.
He told us about it the first time they went.
They used to go for the birthday or the anniversary.
Like a suburb of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And they built one closer to him, so he didn't have to go all the way into Atlanta. And boy, it was all the rage in the community. You know, the steakhouse was coming. Steakhouse is coming, y'all. He called a list.
He'd be so excited.
We went down to Longhorn. Oh, the portions. Oh, the portions. And the thing about it is, it's funny when you grow up, this ain't him, this is on us. In all seriousness, and not even a joke, Red Lobster to me
is still good, period.
Red Lobster still was good, like, period. Dang, y'all.
Yeah, that's smart.
I didn't know what like high-end.
What that high was high-end. What are you talking about?
The Admiral's Feast, first of all, was $25.
First
y'all
of all,
spending $25?
First of all, Olive Garden was and is currently
not is
high-end Italian food.
Not is.
Yes, today. You cannot tell me those breadsticks and you dip it in the Alfredo sauce?
That's white shirt and tie restaurant, Kevin.
That's the graduation. That's when you graduate.
White shirt and tie?
Let me tell you what. I'm going to tell you what Red Lobster did to the Black community. It steered us away from it because we thought that that's what seafood was.
Right.
I remember
that was the
coming
after
up.
Church place to go.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Red Lobster, Old Country Buffet. You didn't go to Red Lobster?
Not after that had to be a special occasion. After church, a special. Golden Corral. Ryan's.
Well, we didn't have Golden Corral.
We used to go to Ryan's.
Speaking of which, because I want you to finish, I have a friend of mine. His name is Markian. He's actually he's like from Spain or something, but he lives in America. And so he has a series online right now where he's trying different American restaurants. Oh. He went to Golden Corral and he was just like, "This is the worst food ever." He was like, I mean, he was genuine. He was like, I'm going to try this mac and cheese. He was like, and he interviews people while he's there. And he went to this little Black girl and he's like, so why do you like to eat here? She was like, I don't. And he was like, so why are you here? She was like, I was forced to come here.
That's hilarious.
I kid you not, for a long periodically time of my life, Golden Corral was outstanding. I was excited to go. Their rolls were delicious. They started making steaks at Golden Corral.
If you go before the rest of the people, I didn't grow up on Golden Corral because I grew up mostly on the West Coast and we don't really have Golden Corral like in Washington State. And then everywhere else I live, they just didn't have
it. They have it in Germany?
They didn't have it in Germany or Hawaii.
Did they have Golden Corral?
So I really didn't have it until I was older with Kev, actually. And the first time I went, I was like,
why are y'all raving about this?
Why are we here?
It's disgusting.
Why are But we used to go to Old Country Buffet, which ain't no better.
It ain't. It's just Golden Corral by a different name.
And it's essentially the same. And we would go Ryan's there after.
Ryan's is the same. Church Golden Corral.
The only thing that Ryan's got on them is that bread with that cinnamon butter. Cinnamon.
So Ryan's is like Golden Corral, Old Country Buffet. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's another buffet place.
But back to what I was saying. Let me finish what I was saying about Red Lobster.
All right, go ahead, Marcus. Seafood.
So I really wasn't on seafood. Red Lobster is the only place, fast food restaurant that don't have a drive-through window.
Food. That don't have what?
Yeah, don't have a drive-through window. Look, I grew up, I thought I did not like lobster. I didn't think I liked shrimp scampi. I didn't think, I thought crab legs was just okay. But I would eat them because it was a delicacy and a rare thing that we would do when we went to Red Lobster. Until I ventured outside of Lexington, Kentucky. No, not even outside of Lexington, Kentucky. There's this place, I'm pretty sure Morton's is probably in every city, and it's like extremely expensive.
Oh, Morton's Steakhouse.
Morton's Steakhouse. Morton's Steakhouse, we went, I got a crab leg. A crab leg. That's what the menu said. I didn't believe it. I said, oh, isn't that order of crab legs? No, one. It was $50. It was the size of my leg, though. I would pay $200 just to see the crab it came off of. Literally, they brought me a plate was this big. The crab leg was sticking over each side 5 feet. It was the best crab leg I ever had in my life.
Very disrespectful for calling Red Lobster fast food.
Now, I'll tell you what, they had an all you can
the disrespect.
Beyonce,
let me bring the respect back. Let me bring the respect back.
Yes, because the Cheddar Bay biscuits are worth their weight in gold.
Okay. The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I said it.
So, that's true. There was one time that they had a all you can eat shrimp.
Okay. And we tried to eat all of them.
And me, Angel, and our friend Wendell, we said we're going to make them regret this. And we went and we ate shrimp for like 4 hours straight.
And I was still allergic.
We were ordering.
Allergic reaction. It's still.
We were ordering two different orders a piece as we were eating the other two orders that we just ordered.
My throat closing up.
Still. Oh my God.
When I tell you, I've never been that close to death. The indigestion that kicked in that night.
Marcus had to sleep sitting straight up because the amount of heartburn and buildup of acid was tremendous.
It was awful. And I didn't regret it. I said, yeah, they lost money that day. They didn't.
I feel like but-
Marcus said they had, Marcus thought corporate was like, listen, there's something happening. Something we've got to shut up the promotion. There's a table of 23 people. No, three people? There's no way that many. No, three people are eating that.
Yeah.
They got to place another order of shrimp in Los Angeles. Who's doing it?
I used to go to Red Lobster and Olive Garden for lunch when I worked at the bank because they would have their lunch specials. And I would get Red Lobster used to have this lobster pizza. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Lobster pizza.
First of all, red lobster
pizza, and it was so good. And I would go to Olive Garden, and I would get their all-you-can-eat lunch, breadsticks, soup, and salad, and just sit there. First of all, you couldn't tell me I wasn't rich and fancy because on my lunch break, Olive Garden, sitting there. Yes, I'll have the all-you-can-eat soup and salad.
First of all, you know you're not at a place that's fancy if they have all-you-can-eat anything.
Shut up.
Nobody.
Shut up.
I'm gonna let y'all for
the you can eat sushi.
Girl, I know it's not real lobster. You think that affected any part of my being?
That's what I was
gonna say. I'm gonna let y'all know how severe this is for everybody listening. Yep. Melissa is Miss Restaurant Bougie, okay?
Bougie.
She has a list of restaurants. We can be like, let's go somewhere fancy. Which letter you want? I'm talking about places that will come out, get you out of your car, escort you through, and set you down. Top end restaurants. But she's like, what you won't do is disrespect Red Lobster.
Listen, she's standing 10 toes. First of all, Red Lobster got in trouble because
that lobster wasn't real.
They was using called langostino.
Yep, exactly. That's what the pizza's called now.
Red langostino. Is it?
Yes.
They was like, all right, guys, okay. The lobster's in the tank at the beginning. That's the only real lobster in this place. You understand me? And we don't cook those. Them things is in an aquarium. They are alive. Right. And well, now back here in the kitchen, we got langostino. It's a lobster-esque. It's a cousin.
They over of there a lobster. Putting them in lobster cops costumes when they bring it out to you. They put that costume on that langostino.
And I was there like, yes, please give me more.
That ain't nothing but a busted open shrimp. Apparently, lobster used to be a poor man's food.
Yes. Yeah. They fed it to prisoners.
Really?
Prisoners. Who did the marketing that was like, man?
Alcatraz. Yes!
Scary. He watching soccer.
Hey, turn it off. You are working.
U.S. just scored against Iran.
Did you say it right? Against
who?
Iran.
There you go.
Iran.
This reporter got mad at Tyler Adams because he was pronouncing it wrong. He got.
When he say Iran?
He said Iran.
Only in the U.S.
But
yeah, they used to feed it to prisoners.
Roaches.
Lobster.
Lobster and shrimp is the roaches of the sea.
Yeah.
The best goddamn old roaches.
Catfish too.
Catfish too. But now they would feed the lobsters to like Alcatraz. Because they was right there out at the ocean. So they just scrape off the creatures out the bottom, cook them up, give them to them. And then everybody was on land was like, hold up.
But the seafood in the Bay Area is top tier.
When me and Melissa went to San Francisco for our honeymoon, which also sounds so funny because when people talk about the honeymoon, I've never met anybody who was like, we went to San Francisco, but us.
That's the craziest place y'all could have went.
That was just far enough to feel like out of town. It's funny now, but I tell y'all, this thing was so expensive at the time. Shut I was up. Just like, we not going to make it home. But when we had money, at the top of our trip, we had a little bit. Towards the end, it was familiar restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, and the like. But at the very first day, we went to Fisherman's Wharf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the name of the restaurant. It was near Ghirardelli Square, mm-hmm. but we had some Cioppino.
Fire.
When I tell y'all, I've ordered Cioppino no less than 25 times.
Chasing that same high.
And it has never, it has never been as good. But I think
Cioppino
is like a red, it's a tomato-based soup.
Seafood soup. Okay.
Seafood soup, mussels, fish, shrimp. But the fish was
English muffin.
Huh?
English muffin.
It's like the English muffin.
Wow. Same thing. I don't even try that. I just know. I know nobody is making English muffins that like that so place good. In Napa.
Nigga, let's get up. Let's everybody load up in the Navigator. We driving down there.
Go up again.
Goddamn English muffin up there. Just to come back.
The best seafood I've ever had was in Turks and Caicos, though.
Oh, yeah.
They did not miss. Every single thing that they said was seafood was cooked to perfection. I didn't care what it was. They could have cut up Ursula and put her. It was delicious.
Yeah, you could have had some fingernails all up in there. I'm like, move him to the side, Ursula. We're gonna eat this. That food. Even the places there was like, oh, it's okay. Bomb.
It was so good.
Kevin.
When you get it, when the seafood be the real, it be the real.
I'm gonna tell you.
It be tight with real.
Tight with real. I remember, so apparently Rick Ross was, you know how rappers tend to make us feel like we're not rich like them. And apparently one of his bars, he said, I ain't never stayed in a Marriott or a West End. And somebody tweeted that while I was in a Courtyard Marriott. This was like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, what's wrong with Marriott? Marriott? Very nice. I mean, just like any other chain, they span. Like, you ain't never stayed at, like, Ritz-Carlton is in the Marriott family. Like,
yeah,
they got some nice places. I was
they just be saying any old thing.
Like, where do rappers stay then? You never stayed at a Marriott
they
or
probably
Westin?
Stay those little boutique-y type.
Okay, I
which
thought
we
about
stayed
that.
At and that they're not, I don't like those.
But the problem is, those don't exist in every city. I know they don't.
They be at Marriott's.
When we had the show in Baltimore, the football team had a game, and the New Orleans Saints, yeah, they do. The New Orleans Saints were staying at our hotel.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, they were.
And I know they had money. So when you're in like Cincinnati and stuff, and places like that, they don't got no boutique hotels, do they?
I was going to say, yeah. Wherever, if Rick Ross is in Cincinnati or anywhere in Kentucky, his ass is at a Marriott. Because you ain't going to get nothing nicer.
Where else could you be? Am I not even being funny? Like, L.A. has a lot. And I don't really like the boutique hotels like that.
I hate boutique hotels. Because
they be like, they be on that minimalist. You ain't got no continental breakfast. Nothing come with the stuff.
And they always smell like your grandmama's basement.
Yeah. When we came from Austin, when Austinists used to fly us down, they used to have us stay at like a boutique hotel in Santa Monica. And it's just like weird food and stuff. Like, just be regular. And it don't even look like a hotel. They be having like 14 rooms.
It's an inn. It's not a hotel.
Yeah, it's an inn. And when they on tour, they ain't got no choice. They staying at the Marriott's because the security's better. They can be Marcus. More secluded. You stay at a little inn. They ain't got no security outside of what you brought with you.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing okay in life. I be checking into them Marriotts every weekend.
Well, we're about to go to the Red Lobster for lunch. Women, why you look like it? You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next.
Yes.
Oh, but.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm on top of it. We'll be back next week. Make sure you check out our sponsors. And until next time, y'all be blessed. Bye.
Bye. Bye.